kind of bird do you think this is? It's familiar, isn't it? It's sort of a thrilling, raspy scream that sounds exactly like a raptor should sound. Or at least, that's what Hollywood seems to think. I've heard this bird called paired with the great eagles of The Lord of the Rings and snowy owls in Harry Potter movies. It frequently accompanies bald eagles on TV, like in the Colbert Report on Comedy Central, and I've even heard desert vultures make this sound in popular cartoons. But in reality, this sound belongs to just one bird, and none of the ones that cinematic directors choose it for. In fact, the call belongs to the red-tailed hawk, which is native to our listening area. It's even the most common hawk in North America. If you've got sharp eyes, you'll see several individuals on almost any long car ride, anywhere. Red-tailed hawks soar above open fields, slowly turning circles on their broad, rounded wings. Other times, you'll see them atop telephone poles, eyes fixed on the ground to catch the movements of a vole or rabbit, or simply waiting out the cold weather before climbing a thermal updraft into the sky. These birds of prey are also known as buzzard hawks and red hawks. By any name, they are keen-eyed and efficient hunters. They prefer open areas such as fields or deserts, with high, perching places nearby from which they can watch for prey. But these birds are very adaptable and also dwell in mountains and tropical rainforests. Hawks have even embraced human habitats. They often perch on telephone poles and buildings and take advantage of open spaces along the roadways to spot and seize mice, ground squirrels, rabbits, reptiles, or other prey. Like owls, redtails swallow their prey whole, digesting what they need and then throwing up a small pellet of hair and bone. My son and I found what we think might be a red-tailed hawk pellet while fishing just last weekend. Right now, it's breeding season for our local red-tails, and this time period initiates a spectacular sequence of aerial acrobatics. Hawk pairs fly in large circles and gain great height before the male plunges into a deep dive and subsequent steep climb back to circling height. Later, the birds grab hold of one another with their talons and fall spiraling towards Earth. Red-tailed hawks are monogamous and mate for life. Mated hawks sometimes even work together while hunting. On a recent camping trip, I saw one hawk chase a squirrel around a tree until the other hawk caught their dinner. The mated pairs of hawks make a stick nest high above the ground, lined with twigs, bark shreds, pine needles, and green plant material. The female hawk lays two or three white eggs with brown spots. While the female warms the eggs for about a month, the male hunts and feeds her. After the babies hatch, both mom and dad will feed them until they leave the nest about 6 weeks later. Red-tailed hawks are relatively long-lived birds. While many of these birds die young and live for less than 2 years, those that survive the juvenile years can live for more than 20. Red-tailed hawks play an important role in local ecosystems by helping to control the populations of small mammals, including rodents and rabbits. They help farmers by eating mice, moles, and other rodents that disturb our crops. They also help provide habitat for some small bird species, like house sparrows, that live in active red-tailed hawk nests. To find them, just take a long summer's drive. Or, to see the amazing red-tailed hawk up close, visit Irvine's Raptor Aviary, which features a young hawk with an injured wing. Or visit us online at explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.